to finish this section today out of James chapter 2, so please turn with me to James chapter 2. We're looking at four laws concerning impartiality. Four laws concerning impartiality. This whole section from verse 1 to 13 is James talking to my brethren, he says in verse 1, not to have the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. And so he begins talking about how we tend to be partial. Verse 4 is where he even uses that word. Are ye not then partial? And he says, watch out when somebody comes in that you treat them completely about concerning the way they're dressed. So he says, there comes in verse 2, into your assembly a man with a gold ring, goodly apparel. And there come in also a poor man in vile raiment. And you have respect to the one who wears the gay clothing, but say to the other one, and you say unto him, sit thou here in a good place. But then you say to the poor, stand over there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves and are become judges of evil thoughts? Then he says this in verse 5, and here's the first law we learned about. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom? And so I call this the kingdom law, because in the kingdom, there are those who are rich in faith, but were poor in this world. And he says, which he hath promised to them that love him. But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do they not blaspheme that worthy name by the which you are called? So we've got to be careful, understanding that partiality violates the law of the kingdom. Then verses 8 and 9, and you'll see that he calls this, he actually gives it a name, if ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect of persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. So we go from the kingdom law in verses 5 through 7 to the royal law in verses 8 and 9. That's where we left off a couple of weeks ago. Today we're going to look at verses 10, 11, 12, and 13. And we have two more laws that partiality violates. Verse 10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law. So we go from the kingdom law to the royal law to the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So here's partiality and the whole law. And the word offend in verse 10 has the idea of simply trip. So if somebody keeps the whole law and just trips in one point, he's guilty of all. Now, tripping is not bad. He doesn't fall down. He simply trips. So it's not like this is no big deal, we would think. Oh, I just tripped on that one. And it's not necessarily another law that I have offended, that I have broken. It may be the one law that I was focused on and I tripped a little bit. And we just don't think that's a big deal. And yet James says, if you offend, if you trip in one thing, what does that say about the whole law concerning that person? You're guilty of all. You're guilty of all. So folks, it's not like, okay, I keep 9 of the 10 commandments. Because we always say, oh, that's bad. You're breaking one of the commandments. No, it's even tripping in one of them. Just this small thing is the way we look at it. So we need to understand that the whole law is what he is writing concerning here. So if you trip and violate one thing of the whole law, you have offended in everything. We usually use this verse in witnessing, do we not? talking to somebody about, you know, what somebody says, well, I do pretty good. I keep commandments. And I've done this many times. I'll say, you know, can you think of any commandments? Anything in the law? Have you broken any of the laws? Let's go to the Ten Commandments, for example. Have you ever lied? Well, no, I've never really lied. And then you talk to them a little bit more and you find out, well, yeah, you've lied. Have you always honored your father and your mother? Well, no, I've broken that one. Everybody admits that one. Well, if you keep the whole law and yet trip in one point, you've broken the whole thing. You're guilty of all. But then there's this other law in verses 12 and 13. So speak ye and do so as they that shall be judged by, and here's another law, the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. The law of liberty is the word of God. Here's what Jesus said in John 8, and I think this is what James is even referring to. In John 8, 31 and 32, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Everybody knows this verse. It'll make you free. We tend to think the opposite, that the law is this thing that strangles me. Well, it is for the unsaved, but for the saved, it's liberty. It's liberating to understand what God has for me. It's liberating. It's no longer this thing where we go, oh, the law, oh man, I've got to keep this law. No, it's liberated. I'm not liberated from the law. I am now liberated to do the law. I am not liberated from it. So here's partiality and liberty's law. And again, we see here in verse 12, so speak ye and so do. Not only in what you do, but in what you say. Not only what you say, but in what you do. Be careful in what you say and in what you do, because you're going to be judged by the law of liberty. And then your attitude, you could say verse 12 is your actions. You could say in verse 13 has to do with your attitude. For ye shall have judgment without mercy if you don't show mercy. If you don't show mercy, you're going to have judgment without mercy. What is mercy? If you have mercy on someone, well, think about what pity is. What is pity? You ever pitied anybody? I know we pity animals. You ever seen an animal that's just injured and you have pity on that little thing? Pity is one thing, mercy is another. Mercy is pity. Everyone who's merciful has pity. But the one who truly has mercy takes action. So mercy is pity plus action. I do something about it. And here, he shall have judgment without mercy, for he hath showed no mercy. Mercy is something that is not just an attitude, it is also action. It is mercy being pity plus action. And it says here that the attitude of no mercy is like a boomerang on judgment day. Partiality is a serious matter. The fact that we show mercy doesn't gain favor with God, since that would be salvation by works. Showing mercy, though, is evidence of God's grace in your life. And if I show mercy to one, the rich man, no mercy to the poor man, I have broken liberty's law. Partiality violates the law of liberty. So when it comes to playing favorites, this whole section, verses 1 to 12, 13, when it comes to playing favorites, are you a lawbreaker? You can break the kingdom law, you can break the royal law, you can break the whole law, and the law of liberty. Do not be partial, the Lord says. Do not have respect of persons and become judges of evil thoughts. Hearken, my beloved brethren, God has chosen the poor of this world. Rich men are the ones who sue you. Rich men are the ones who take you to law and condemn you, as it says in verse 6. Lord, help us to have the same impartiality as our Lord, as you do, understanding the laws that we see here, the kingdom law, the royal law, the law of liberty. The whole law, Lord, may we understand that when we're saved, we don't jettison the law, but now we have that desire to keep the law, the royal law that says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And Lord, if we do that, we know that we are keeping all of it, because on that law hangs all the others. So Lord, may we be used of you in our witnessing, in our inviting, that we would not be partial in who we even give the gospel to, but that we would do so to all men. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Dave, come lead us.